Rabotai, as we always know and say, it's important to chazer or repeat and review the basic tenets, basic hashkof of Yiddishkeit, which is so crucial. Remember our purpose in this world. The pasuk starts off, Ayid b'shalach paro sa'am, paro sent the people, v'anachme olkim, we take the long way around, not the short way, says the mechilta, Ayid b'shalach paro, famous medrash, I think, Ein shiruach b'chal makom elo rivui. It's the Russian shiruach over here in all places refers to rivui, to escort, to maravis someone out. The Avraham, Shlemar of Avraham, holich ima mushalcham. Right? The pasuk says, Avraham went with the malachim to escort them, go out. He wasn't throwing them out, he escorted them out. By Yishalchim Yitzchak, same thing over there also. That's what Paro did over here. Paro over here went ahead and escorted him out. I guess it means, whatever. Escorted him out. He walked him outside. Escorted them outside. Hapesh Omar. Gam es Yisroel lo ashaleach. Right? The same peh, Paro, who said, I will not send Kai Yisroel out. They're not going any place. He was very defiant about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hu hapesh Omar. Anochi ashalach eschem. That same peh now turned around and said, I'll send you. Maschar notro akach. What schar they take on this? What schar did Paro get for this? Go to Saiv Mitzri. Right? You should not detest, I guess, or have a tremendous, abominable hate for a Mitzri. That halach is in terms of you can't, certain, like Amon Moav, you can't marry. You can't intermarry with Amon Moav, even if they convert. Right? They can't marry them forever. When it comes to a Mitzri, right? So it says there's a limited amount of distance you keep from them. If they convert, you can't marry them the first three generations. After Dor Shlishi, you're allowed to marry them. So that's amazing. So Sav Mitzri shouldn't be a long-term teiva. It shouldn't be a long-term hatred, but after three generations, you could intermarry with them, after they convert, obviously. That's the schar they got. And he brings a more psukim over here to see who Paro was. Hapeshom u'yadat Hashem, he said that. He didn't even know Hashem. Other things, mi Hashem Hashem b'kolo. Basically, we know who Paro was. And the question Rabbo said that the Reb Elio asks, right? You know what the Reb Elio is? Reb Elio Lapian. Big Tamachach and big Baal Musar. And he asks a very, very simple but strong question. He says, what's going on over here? Paro, we know, is the biggest, tremendous Russia. He is the one, besides being Kofar, which the Medrash says, he tortured Klal Yisrael. Took the babies, put them into, used them for mortar in the walls, bricks, threw them into the river, killed them, bathed in their blood. When Moshe Rabbeinu started coming, he went ahead and made it hard for them. You know, take the mortar, no more kash, whatever. They had to get themselves torturous. Every day of existence was torturous. And Paro made sure to torture them to the hilt. Ultimate amount of hardship to live a life in Paro over there. It was the ultimate, he's not right to be called the anti-Semite, the ultimate Jew hater with such rishis, such evil. And for years, 210 years, some more, some less, but 210 years of torturing Klal Yisrael. I don't know if he was there the whole time, but whatever portion of the last years was most torturous ones. Such a Rasha Marusha. This was a history. And he kept on denying Hashem, and kept on refusing to let Klal Yisrael go, at least for the first five Makos, could be the second five, Hashem hardened his heart, but such a stubborn mule against HaKadosh Baruch and against Klal Yisrael. So what happens to now? So he's already punished so much. He's a 10th Maka. He's a Bechor himself. He's scared. He's afraid of losing his own life. So what does he do? Okay, so let him go out. And the Pesukim, the Chazal say that he, rushed him out. Get out of here. Because he wanted to make sure he stays alive. His own life was at stake. He was also Bechor. So he rushed him. He was a Megarish them. Threw him out of Mitzrayim. But, when he went out, he escorted them. And as he pushed them out quickly, because I'm afraid of my life. But he escorted them. So what's the schar he got? This Russian Marusha who didn't want him to go out, but he had no choice. His life was at stake. Right? Even when they went out, he forced them out. Get out of here. He was so scared, so afraid. What happens? Well, he gets schar. What's the schar? Amon and Moav and potentially the Mitzri. You can't, intermarry with them forever. If you're a Mitzri, it would have been. And Amon and Moav, you can't marry them. That's the finish. They can be Jews for generations. Doesn't help. They're not purified. They're not cleansed. when it comes to Mitzri, because of what Paro did, this Russian Marusha did, wow, what a tremendous char, what a tremendous char he gets. Ha, we let all his future generations, right? You know what that means? It's not just I give you some money, I make you a wealthy guy, but his future generations, all of them can blow into Kayas after three generations. Okay, you have to wait three generations, but you still, the bracha, the schus, to go into Kayas role, how does this reward fit the crime, you might say? How does it fit the reward? How does it fit the mitzvah? Okay, they're very nice. He scored them out. He probably didn't beat him on the way out, you know. Maybe it was Bader covered Mishtam even, but like, come on, what's going on? That's Reb Elia's question. And the answer is, he says very powerfully, as we just put the reminder on the bottom of the page, Eben Shlomo famously says, Iker chiyus adam hu b'shviras hamidos. The main purpose of a person's life is in breaking, changing your midos, purifying them. V'imrav lamro chayim. If not, what's the purpose of life? Rav said, for Paro at this point to go ahead, to show any type of covet or respect or niceness to Kai Yisrael was like not impossible, but it's like it was so hard. You know, he was just put through humiliating defeat. He just now lost the war. He's been trying and persevering and kept on being stubborn for all these years through all the makos, and finally he's stuck and he wins, right? Kai Yisrael Hashem wins. And Paro was so resistant all the time, he's losing 600,000 men, people working for him, his whole workforce, and it's finished. He's embarrassed. He's subjugated. He's like, he's nothing. Like, it's so embarrassing for him to go ahead and overcome the natural response, just to, okay, go, get out of here, don't bother me, to walk them out. I guess they're covered, I guess. You know, he's escorting them. Escorting means a nice escorting. It wasn't just push them out. He escorted them out. That simple act, very hard act of covet that Paro did to Kai Yisrael, was so torturously hard. That's called Shvirus Hamidos, Rabbi Osei. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this action to do this at this time, I don't care how big a rush he was, but this is so powerful, so humongous, so unbelievable to go ahead and turn your midos around, turn your desire around, squelch that negativity that you had, and realize that Hashem is in charge. These are his people, and they deserve some kind of cover. Obviously, he was pushing them out also to get out of here because I want to stay alive. But at the same time, it was margish. They deserve respect. They deserve covet. Hashem's people, and I want to do it in some kind of proper way, notwithstanding who he was, his background, and how long it took him to get to this madrega, how much forcing from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and how much torture he inflicted upon the Jews until now. He's deserving of tremendous reward. All your generations will go ahead and be allowed to marry with Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Osei, this is the chashivas. You know, people think, midos, yeah, be a nice guy, okay, don't be so mad, control yourself. It's a nice thing, fine, very nice. We'll go to Torah Samus, Torah Chaim, they'll teach about that, right? Rabbi Osei, it's the Ikra Rabbi Osei. The Gra says, this is life. Everything we do is telling your midos. Every action that you do, every challenge you have, simplest thing, I'm going to wake up in the morning for davening. I'm too tired, I don't want to wake up, I'm tired. You know? What is that? That's midos. A lot of things, but it's midos, you know, whether it's laziness, whether it's a desire for more sleep, you know, he wants more. That's a person's type. It's midos. That's who he is. That's his makeup. That's who he is. He's a person who is, whatever it is, to get angry, to get jealous, to want covet, guy, whatever it might be, that's a person's midos. Every action a person does, Rabbi Osei, is totally on who you are internally, what your internal makeup of your midos are. And that's why it's so crucial. Hashem doesn't want you to understand, okay, you can do tikkun amidos and overcome it. Keep kavisna amidos to a certain degree. I'll overcome it. I'll be mashiv how important it is to a mitzvah, and I'll overcome my taiva. That's great. That's gevaldik. But more than that, Rabbi Osei, is mamish to mesakin to change your midah. Now, I'm not saying over here Paro did the tikkun versus kavisha. It doesn't say. That's not necessarily true. But I'm just showing Rabbi Osei, that's the importance of midas, to change yourself. That's our tachlis of life, to take your midah, whatever chesaron you're born with, whatever you are, whoever you are now, Rabbi Osei, work on it, change it, and try to, you know, inspire yourself and misori yourself to do better and to want and to appreciate the good and appreciate mitzvah, appreciate Hashem, appreciate karas tov, whatever it might be, chesed, the love for someone else. That is midas, Rabbi Osei. That's what doesn't just mean like people think, be a nice guy. That's midos also, but it's much more than that. It's who you are. It's who your natural feelings, your hargushos, your emotions are so dictate what a person does, what a person will be, you know, how a person acts in his life. And that's the success. That will determine the success that a person have in terms of his avodas Hashem, his shleimus, and his success in this world.
You're saying she wasn't having a slave mom?
No.